It is time for the Dictionary of Sydney, and Dr. Lisa Murray is joining me in the studio this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Mitch. How are you going?
I'm very well. I'm very excited because you've got a bit of a scandal for us this
week. I was actually reading about something in the dictionary this week, and I was like, I kind of knew that, but I really didn't know enough about this character, and I found it out all through the dictionary, of course.
Of course.
So I thought we'd talk about Robert Wardell this morning.
Mr. Wardell.
And some people might go, that name's slightly familiar, and that's because there's a Wardell Road in Marrickville that leads from Petersham to Earlwood.
Okay.
And that was named after him, and that because he had a very large property there. And he lived there and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really interesting character in Sydney, and he was a barrister, a lawyer, and also a newspaper proprietor. And along with William Wentworth, he actually founded the Australian newspaper.
Get out of here.
In 1824.
Wow,
so very early. And was kind of one of the first newspapers to really start criticising the colonial government and sort of trying to push for more rights for freed convicts, emancipists, they were called.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quite, it was an agitating kind of new newspaper, sort of the Crikey of its day, maybe.
Okay, all right.
And he was I really liked reading about him because Wardell, he was a prickly character.
Mm.
He was probably also slightly flawed.
Okay.
He could be arrogant. He could be condescending. And the newspaper articles he wrote were really sarcastic,
scathing.
Yeah. And so he was often, you know, from what he printed in the newspapers, sometimes people tried to take him to court around it. There's always libel cases swirling around. And on two occasions, Wardell was involved in dueling with pistols.
Whoa.
Because people got so annoyed by him that the only way they could kind of get their honour back was to actually challenge him to a duel. In both cases, nothing. Like, they went through with it, but no one was hurt. So that
I guess
that was good. They missed, you know, but, you know, social mores were kind of settled back down. He was also ruffling feathers because it seems he was having an adulterous affair with a married woman who was also of a similar rank to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of also in some circles frowned upon a bit.
A bit spicy.
Yes. Now, it's really interesting because he's got an entry in the Australian Dictionary of Biography. But he's describe him as a bachelor. But our article in the dictionary by John Edwards actually kind of looks more into his private life and actually kind of pieces together these little fragments to suggest he was actually having an affair. And he's concluded that Sarah Rowe was Wardell's mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really good reminder of how complex our societies are. They are today. You know, we know people are always off doing other things, and social networks and relationships are always very complex. They're not what they are always on paper.
That's right.
And so as historians, this is really challenging for us kind of to try and reimagine actually what's going on as opposed to what people might record's going on, you know. And anyway, so Wardell's is kind of this really exciting character in this way. And he had this large estate at Petersham. He named the home where he lived Sarah Dell, which was kind of like Sarah Wardell, you know, kind of a tribute to his mistress who he could never actually marry because, you know, she was already married. But his life came to an abrupt end in 1834. So he had this large estate in Petersham, and he was known to kind of survey his estate and get on an old horse and kind of plod around and look at. And Petersham at this time, hard to imagine, 1834, still a lot of wooded areas, very open, you know.
Fields,
not a lot of buildings around. It's, you know, his property. He was growing wheat and things like that on his property.
Okay.
Anyway, so he, in one little corner of the property, Wardell discovers this little humpy sort of being built, and he was like, I don't know anyone who's meant to be living here. What's going on here? So he's like, hey ho, what's going on? And these three bushrangers came out. They were escaped convicts.
Uh-oh.
And being the character he was, you know, you can imagine he would have challenged them, and harsh words were sort of
exchanged.
And the end result was John Jenkins, kapow, shot Wardell and left him for dead.
Oh, dear.
So they ran off and so it was, you know, it took a day for people. They were searching all over the property to try and find him because he hadn't come home. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they actually ended up capturing these three men. One of them turned witness. The other two were hung for murder.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. John Jenkins, the guy who shot him, was unrepentant, and he had this defiant speech on the scaffold, basically saying, "I did it, and I don't regret it. You know, I shot a tyrant down," because he was an escaped convict and was, you know, feeling aggrieved by it all. And so, you know, I think that's really interesting. But the other mysterious thing about Wardell is, because he kind of was murdered, he actually died without a will. He died intestate.
Oh.
And for, you know, years, people have always gone, well, that's, I mean, he's an accomplished lawyer. He should know better. Why did he? And he had this massive estate.
Especially in the dangerous days of 1800s.
Yeah, why didn't he have a will? And, you know, this sort of new article in the dictionary, which John Edwards sort of puts and sort of exposes this relationship, this mistress, so he suggests that actually, you know, that might explain why. Because he could never leave it. All his property
she's
to
already,
her.
She's already married.
Yeah, and you couldn't leave property to married women and things like that, and especially someone who you're not actually related to. And so it was all very complex. And so he suggests that this might be an explanation as to why he actually died intestate.
Well, there you go. A really interesting, spicy scandal from 1800s Petersham, of all places.
Petersham.
Dr. Lisa Murray from the Dictionary of Sydney. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.